sign up.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Bartimaeus got louder. Why? His focus was on Jesus. Amen. Jesus ain't gonna tell you to shut up. Amen. Jesus ain't gonna tell you, no, now just be quiet, little cheering. Amen. I gotta bring some balance here, because it is balanced.
Amen, yes.
And Bartimaeus began to cry even louder. And they tried to shut him up even more. But because he refused to stop, it's like he kept knocking. Jesus is in my territory. He may not come this way again. I may never have this opportunity again. I may not see him again. This is my turn. Something stirred up in his heart. And he kept knocking and knocking and knocking. And out of all the voices, the Lord heard Bartimaeus. All the throng, all the people, all the noise and things going on, he heard Bartimaeus. It was importune. He refused to let it go. Have you gotten to a point where you refuse to let it go? That's why I love that song we sing, get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Huh? Get up. Tell somebody, get up out of that grave. Have you forgotten that the Lord conquered death? Stuff that has died or seemed to have died and been buried, God is able to resurrect. Do you know that he's able to resurrect that in your life? I'm gonna get ahead of myself. How about Lazarus? Jesus was away from Bethany, and Lazarus, you have to understand, was his close friend. I won't go as far as to say running buddy, but they were very close. He, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, they were close to him. Out of all the people in the Bible, they were close to him coming up and early on in his ministry. And he was away. Word came to him that Lazarus had become sick. Amen. And Jesus, being the prophet that he was, knew about that. But it says he waited 2 more days. If that's your close buddy, you're going to go and make sure. You know, you have the power to, you know, even send a word and say, be healed. But he didn't do any of that. He let Lazarus die. Has there been some things that you just seem like have died? I pick up in the spirit right now, someone's passion has died. You're passionate. You're not passionate for God like you were. You still serve him, you know, you still saved, you still treat people well, but that fire is like, you just ain't got it. No, listen, I hear you. It ain't about your age.
Amen.
What you know is your age, well, I always like the example of Caleb.
Amen.
Caleb went 40-year period with a bunch of rebels.
Amen.
But he and Joshua were of another spirit.
Yeah.
And when they came out, he said, listen, give me my mountain. I still want my mountain. Well, I said someone's lost their passion because God's going to rekindle that passion. Or yes, even if it seems like it's dead, God's going to resurrect it. Watch. And you'll be more passionate than you were at a younger age. Because you'll be more seasoned. You'll be wiser. You won't waste time. You won't waste resource. You won't waste words. You'll be much wiser and more focused and direct at accomplishing what God sent you to do.
Amen.
Tell somebody, you got work to do. It ain't over yet. It ain't over. It ain't over. Man, he charged him. So 2 days Jesus waited until Lazarus died. Help me, Holy Ghost. Listen, God will wait sometimes till it seems.
Amen.
By all sense in this natural realm, it's over. Help me, Holy Spirit. I said, God will allow that. I keep catching stuff in the spirit here. Listen, this is for everyone, but it's not for everyone. You know why? Certain trials and tests are really for those who have a high call. And I'm not talking about an office like, you know, a label or a name or a title. I'm talking about God has a high call on your life. You know God has a high calling. There's some stuff he's called you to do that's high. See, and you experience, you need to know how to traffic through this stuff. You need to be aware of these things. It's not to everybody. Amen. But he allowed Lazarus to die. But he said, this is for the glory of God. Tell somebody right now, everything going on in my life is for the glory of God. Ain't none of it gonna be wasted. God's gonna get all the glory. Come on, everything that's going on in your life right now, God's gonna get the glory out of it. But you, in the meantime, have to learn how to exercise your authority. Even when it seemed like you're surrounded and the enemy wanted to take you out, exercise that authority. Fight till you win. Fight and keep on fighting. Stand your ground. Get knocked down. You missed the mark. Get back in the race. Get up. Dust yourself off. God will take your mistake. Make it a miracle. He'll take your mess up. Your mishaps. Turn them into miracles. But he needs somebody that will exercise authority. Listen, the devil doesn't have authority. He's got power. Men have given him a power, but we have authority. But you must exercise it. Stop bowing out all the time. Listening to your body all the time. I's just too tired. Tell tired to get out of here. I got work to do. I got something to finish here. God will supernaturally quicken you. Always yielding to the flesh and the carnal man. Putting stuff before God all the time. Lucia. Tell somebody, keep on knocking. Ask, seek, knock. I made this quote to Kobe, the late Kobe Bryant said it, being interviewed by a journalist. He said, Kobe, seemed like you got a little fatigued tonight in the game, and said, what do you do when you run up against a wall? He said, what? A wall. to the wall. He said, I break the bus through it. My fatigue. No, I bust through the wall. Listen, this is the dimension that I'm talking to you about right now. You are just shy of seeing manifestation. Because sometimes, contrary to your personality,
amen,
or your human nature, you need to let the lion roar. You know, there was a woman in this huge church, very shy. It was a very big church. And pastor picked her out one day and said, you know what? I've been watching you, and I feel like you'll become a really good usher for us. She said, oh, no, pastor. She said, no, I'm shy. He said, no, I think. And so, after some weeks of coaxing, he finally got, he said, I'll tell you what, I'll let you stand with an usher. You just watch him. You don't have to do anything. You just stand with him and let them, and you know, just watch it. Usher and greeter, you know, people coming in the door. So she would stand behind him and she would kind of wave at people coming in the door because she was very shy. And so one day, she started to get a little more bold. She would step out and greet people. And one time, this man came in, and she saw him, and she went on and actually gave him a hug. Now, she was really out of her comfort zone now. And when she did that, the man stopped and looked at her, and it kind of frightened her. The next week, the man came back. And in the midst of the service, he stood up and said, Pastor, I have to testify. He said, I don't see her here tonight. She was there. But there was somebody that hugged me when I came in the door just last week. Pastor, you know my testimony. I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. But when they hugged me, I felt something go through my body. I went back to the doctor. I am free of cancer. The woman who was so shy was carrying a lion on the inside. She just needed to be coaxed into getting into a position to spread that. We have to understand to some measure and some degree what it is we are carrying. Because number one, the enemy will always seek to devalue you. People around you, you can get into stuff or be surrounded with stuff, and it's trying to devalue, trying to taint your image, make you feel a certain way about yourself. People talk down on you, talk behind your back, you know, backbite, say stuff about you, nitpick on you, lie on you. All this stuff eats away at a stature if you let it.
Amen.
That's why you got to be importune. That's what the devil does. He tries to eat away because he knows who you are.
Amen.
He knows if he gets you out there hugging on people.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So we have Bartimaeus there who got healed, took off the jacket that identified him as a blind man, and went on with Jesus. Lazarus, who Jesus said, this death is not eternal, it's for the glory of God. 2 days late, when Martha said, by now he stinks.
Amen.
By now the body is decayed.
Yes.
Tell somebody, God don't care nothing about decay.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and